Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are cutting straight through the complexities of modern software infrastructure.
And we're tackling a big one.
A really big one. We're talking about one of the biggest silent time sinks for development teams, managing notifications.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving deep into Novu, which bills itself as the open source notification inbox infrastructure.
Right. And if you've ever had to integrate, say, an email provider, an SMS gateway, and an in-app system all at once.
You know the pain. You know exactly why this is such a critical topic.
Exactly.
But before we jump right in, I just want to say a huge thank you to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer.
Yes, absolutely.
SafeServer handles the reliable hosting of, well, Persanglo-ist type of software, cutting-edge, scalable stuff.
And they support companies in their journey of digital transformation.
They really do. They provide that robust backbone that you need for platforms built to scale. For more information, you can visit www.safeserver.de.
That's www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so our mission today is pretty straightforward. We need to unpack how modern apps can deliver seamless notifications.
Across everything. Email, SMS, push, chat.
Without developers having to manage, you know, dozens of complex, brittle integrations, we want to make this tech accessible and show you why centralizing this is a strategic move now, not just a convenience.
And the core concept is, I think, simple but incredibly powerful.
Mm.
Novu is the platform that basically turns complex multi-channel delivery into a single component.
A single component. Think of the time saved there.
All that context switching a developer avoids just by talking to one unified system. It's huge.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What is the fundamental, you know, day-to-day headache that Novu is trying to solve for developers? It can't just be about sending an email, right? That part's easy. The pain must be in the orchestration.
It is, exactly. The initial send is always easy. The real difficulty comes from having to integrate and maintain, what, maybe four different vendors for delivery?
Like who? Give me an example.
Okay, so SendGrid for email, Twilio for SMS, maybe FCM for Android push, and then the Slack API for your internal team alerts.
Right. Four different systems.
That's four different APIs,
yeah.
Four sets of error codes, four authentication methods, and probably four distinct templating languages. All just to tell a user the same thing, your payment process.
That sounds incredibly inefficient.
It is. So Novu abstracts all of that away. It provides this unified API that acts like a single control tower for everything.
So your application just sends one message to Novu.
And Novu handles all the complex routing logic. It looks at user preferences, channel availability, workflow rules, all of it.
It really does sound like the system that stops an app from drowning in its own logistics. I mean, if a developer is spending, say, 20% of their time just maintaining this mess of notification logic, what does freeing up that time actually let the product team build instead? What's the real strategic benefit?
It lets them focus on core product features.
Yeah.
The things that actually drive revenue or user engagement instead of just maintaining plumbing.
Right. Notification code is boilerplate. It doesn't really differentiate your product.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And by offloading that maintenance debt, your development velocity just increases dramatically. Plus, because Novu is open source, the community validations it's just off the charts. It proves this is a universally shared pain.
And the numbers back that up, right?
Oh, yeah. The momentum is huge. It boasts 38,100 GitHub stars, over 4,200 forks, and a contributor base of over 440 people.
Wow.
That kind of participation is a clear signal. It shows their whole approach, built for developers, designed for growth, powered by open source, is solving a really crucial industry problem.
Okay, so this moves the conversation beyond just the back-end infrastructure and into the actual user experience, because the most visible primary deliverable here seems to be this embeddable inbox component. For a lot of listeners, this component is the solution because it's what the user sees.
It absolutely is.
So what does this pre-built component actually give a product team?
It gives them a ready-made, real-time notification center that sits right inside their web app. You know, think about the notification bell on GitHub or Slack.
Sure.
Building that from scratch. I mean, handling real-time updates, read-on-read states, pagination, user controls. It's a huge undertaking.
A project in itself.
It is. The Novu Inbox component just eliminates all of that foundational work.
Yeah.
It's a ready-to-use UI component that needs minimal integration.
And the sources highlight just how simple it is. They claim it can be implemented with just, what was it?
Six lines of code.
Six lines. That's almost shocking when you consider the complexity it's replacing.
It really speaks to the maturity of their SDKs. I mean, they show an example using their AdNovaNex JS package that simplifies it down to just importing the component and giving it a user ID.
And what about framework support?
They've got full support for the big ones, like React and Next.js, and they're actively working on React Native, Vue, and Angular. So they're clearly targeting the entire modern front-end landscape.
They describe this component as batteries included, which I love. It implies it handles all those tedious features developers hate building.
It does.
So what are the key functionalities that are just baked in right out of the box?
There are three killer features here that save an immense amount of engineering time. First is real-time support.
Okay.
So when an event triggers a notification, the user sees it instantly in their inbox. And there's zero setup for the developer to get WebSockets or polling infrastructure running.
That's huge. What's number two?
Second, and this is crucial for user retention, is user preferences.
Letting the user take control.
Exactly. It's a built-in UI that lets the end user customize what notifications they get, and this is the key part on which channel to get them.
So I could say low priority stuff to my email, but high priority alerts straight to the app.
Precisely. And Novu handles all the routing logic needed to respect that choice. Giving the user that granular control is paramount in the battle against app fatigue.
Absolutely. And the third feature?
The third is snooze functionality. This lets users, and I'm quoting, snooze a message to when they will need it most.
So instead of just dismissing an alert because it's inconvenient right now, they can defer it.
Right. It shifts the notification from being a distracting interruption to a genuinely helpful, context-specific reminder.
That centralization is powerful. But let's hit on the channels themselves. A crucial part of this unified system is that it has to handle every delivery method out there.
It does.
If I'm a high volume sender, I might worry about reliability or vendor lock-in. So can you walk us through the breadth of providers Novu actually manages?
It's truly comprehensive. They act as the intermediary across basically every modern communication channel you can think of.
Okay, let's start with email.
For email, they integrate with SendGrid, Mailgun, AWS SES, and Postmark. And the fact they also allow custom SMTP means if you have some niche or legacy provider, you're not locked out.
So wait, a company could switch its entire email service provider, say, from Postmark to SES and the actual application code?
Would not need a single line changed.
That's the vendor agnostic dream right there.
It is. And it's a similar story for SMS. They cover all the major gateways, Twilio, Plevo, SNS, and Nexmo, which is now Vonage.
Okay, let me push back a little here. A potential friction point.
Go for it.
Doesn't adding Novu as this middle layer introduce its own complexity or potentially increase latency compared to talking directly to, say, Twilio? Why is the abstraction worth that risk?
That is a really fair point, but you have to look at the total cost of ownership.
Yeah.
Yes, you're adding one layer of abstraction, one more hop.
Right.
But you're eliminating maybe 50 layers of bespoke, brittle complexity. If Twilio's API changes, Novu's team handles that update, not your development team.
I see.
And if a provider fails, Novu has built-in failover to try another channel or another provider without you writing complex error handling for every single vendor combination. The reliability and reduced maintenance burden, it just far outweighs any marginal latency concern.
That makes sense.
And just to finish the list, for push notifications, they handle FCM for Android, AP&S for Apple, plus platforms like Expo and OneSignal. And for chat, which is crucial for Teams, they've got Slack, Discord, MS Teams, and Mattermost.
They really do cover the entire spectrum.
They do.
So beyond just sending a single notification, Novu offers tools to manage how and when things get delivered. This is the workflow orchestration layer.
This is where the real intelligence is. This is what turns Novu from just a multi-send tool into a user experience enhancer.
How so?
The notification workflow engine. It lets product managers create these visual workflows with defined steps, conditions, channel fallbacks.
And the best example of this seems to be the digest engine.
Oh, absolutely. It's the perfect illustration. It's designed specifically to combat notification spam.
That constant pinging.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if you use a shared document system, you might get 5 separate emails in 10 minutes about tiny little edits. The digest engine collects those 5 events.
Yeah, and bundles them up.
And combines them into a single email or SMS message.
So the developer can just tell Novu, hey, just wait 60 minutes, and if you see 3 or more of these things pile up,
then send one single summary.
Instead of 3 separate pings, that dramatically reduces noise and ensures that when the user does get a notification, it has higher signal value.
The user isn't annoyed, they're efficiently informed.
And what about creating the actual emails? They integrate a block-based email editor.
They do, which provides a no-code editor for basic design. But the real secret weapon here is that it's all powered by React Email.
For our listeners who haven't used that, why is that such a big deal?
Because creating responsive, consistent emails with traditional HTML is just notoriously brittle and painful. Using React components to build your templates makes them reliable, reusable, and easy to maintain. It brings email templating into the modern front-end world.
That flexibility really seems to support their whole mantra: start simple, scale to code.
It's the ultimate growth path. A beginner can start in the simple UI, dragging and dropping. But when they level up and need runtime control or advanced logic or the full power of React Email, they can just break into code.
They don't have to abandon the infrastructure?
Not at all. They just gain finer programmatic control over it.
So since this is open source, let's quickly touch on their business model. They call it Open Core.
Right.
I see the transparency, but is there any concern that locking the most critical scaling features behind a commercial license might deter some big companies from adopting it?
That's the classic challenge of the open core model. But I think Novu is very transparent about the split. The core technology, the unified API, the essential delivery logic, the basic workflows, that's all fully open source under the MIT license.
So you can use it freely forever.
Forever. The enterprise features, which you'll see in folders like enterprise in the repo, are usually things like advanced security, governance controls, fine-grained access management.
The stuff that big corporations need for compliance.
Exactly. So the developers get the core value for free, and the enterprises pay for the tools they need for their specific regulatory environments.
That makes the division really clear. Okay, to wrap things up, let's distill the core knowledge for you, the listener.
Go for it.
Novu tackles the notification headache with a unified API, which dramatically simplifies multi-channel delivery.
Mm-hmm. It provides that simple, embeddable inbox component.
And crucially, it offers intelligent workflow tools like the Digest engine to reduce user fatigue and spam.
And accessibility is key. It's free to start, ready to scale. They offer a very generous 10K events month, free forever.
Which lowers the barrier to entry significantly. Any project can get enterprise-grade notifications right away.
Right.
And the enthusiasm from the community really speaks for itself, with people calling it the best solution for notifications. They are clearly hitting a nerve.
Which I think raises an important question for you to consider as this kind of infrastructure becomes the norm. Given the deep control Novu gives users over their preferences, combined with smart features like the Digest engine, what deeper impact does this kind of centralized notification management have on reducing user fatigue globally?
So is this a fundamental shift?
Is this shift towards unified orchestration fundamentally a quality of life improvement for every end user? Is it a way to ensure that only the most relevant, context-specific information is what truly breaks through all the noise?
That's a powerful way to frame it. It changes the notification from just a simple ping to a curated, respectful communication.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into Novu.
My pleasure.
And a reminder that this deep dive was made possible by SafeServer. SafeServer assists with software hosting and digital transformation, providing that robust backbone for modern applications.
For more info, check them out.
For more information on securing your infrastructure, please visit www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you next time.